Also, Jack, I need to, like, do a wellness check on you because...
Yeah, let's...
They banned red dye number 6, and I just wanted to see how you're...
Number 3.
And I would just want to check in with you and see how you're doing right now, if the withdrawals are... Or did you stock up?
Yeah, that's right. I don't have the withdrawals because my fridge right now is full of Flamin' Hot popcorn, Flamin' Hot mac and cheese remix. I got the Mountain Dew Code Red from 2008.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Today is a sad day.
Definitely
today
sad.
Today is a...
Saturday?
A Saturday, yes.
Technically.
And it's a day for celebration as well. It's a somber... I would say there's a somber mood today because this is the last Joy Tactics podcast under a Biden administration.
Under a legend, I would just say. A political legend. Been around for a minute, no flaws.
Today feels like a basically certified pedophile to me. And Joe Biden, let's highlight some of his amazing achievements. He expanded the child tax credit, which none of you guys have done, even though you said you would, Eric and Nate. You guys have been talking about that. He pulled out of Afghanistan. I don't see you guys pulling out of anything.
Oh, man. Well, I know. I'm known to be an amazing... That
he ended every war. He ended the expanded the child tax credit. He rebuilt the roads with the bipartisan infrastructure.
Loves bill. Ice cream.
He loves ice cream, not as much as Joe Friedman. And Joe, that's our friend Joe, loves ice cream. And he's the first president to walk on a picket line since fucking Daniel Shipman or somebody. I just made that name up. That's not a president, but I literally cannot imagine a better president than Joe Biden. And all I got to say is, Trump, you just watched somebody hit a grand slam and you're holding the bat. So let's see what you do, man.
Do you know what it's like to go up to bat after Mark McGwire just hit his fucking 78 home run?
Sammy Sosa
hits a grand slam that cost 20,000 lives in Afghanistan.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what I'm even talking about.
I'll just say this. Get ready for a vibe change. Literally.
Yeah. No,
that's
I'm ready.
What's coming. Are you, dude?
Yeah,
because
I am.
Because I've been having preparation meetings.
I know. I've been going to all of them, and I've been speaking a lot.
No, you haven't been going to the extra ones.
The inhuman dearth of noble natures.
Exactly. Huh. Exactly. So, and this is our first podcast since our crazy ass trip to the United Kingdom, by the way.
You guys, yeah.
How are you guys? How are you guys doing?
I would like to hear how your trips home were. I know Nate and I were going to Uber together from the Airbnb because our flights were at the same time in London, back to the States. And then as we were calling the Uber, Nate goes, "So you're going to fucking this airport, right?" I says, "Uh-oh."
That was a major mistake. Uh-oh.
That's a fucking rookie-ass traveler mistake, by the way. Rookie.
I don't know why. I'm so fucking stupid. Like, in my head, I was like, there's one airport in London. Like, we're all going to there. There's probably like four airports. There's probably 10, counting the small ones.
Heathrow.
And I went to Gatwick. And I almost nearly missed my flight. If I would have missed one little, you know, train at King's Crossing, I would have been in London right now forever for the rest of my life.
Wouldn't mind that. Wouldn't mind that fate, to be honest. Yeah. That's how much we were rocking with London.
Well, but we all had about, you know, 5 to 10 hour, in my case, probably 18 hour flight with my layover in Vegas. How did you guys pass the time?
Good
on
question.
Your flight back.
Good ass question. Jack, why don't you begin?
Okay.
What airline did you take? How was the service? What were the meals like?
Oh my God. Dude, these questions are making my spine.
This is like Travelers on Travelers.
Literally.
By Variety.
Literally. This is amazing. Hey, so yeah, I flew everybody. I don't even have to say it. If you know me, you know me for flying this airline. Jet fucking Blue. Okay? What could be better? Literally, what could be better? You get on, they're playing the Legends of the Hidden Temple background music. The steam is coming out of the fucking overhead bins that you've never seen in your life. Somebody's dropping luggage on top of some other lady's head, and she goes, "Oh, really? I have a neck injury already. Do you understand that?"
She said that. She said, "I have a neck injury already."
Yes. And yeah, I basically did some writing for a project that you'll see very soon. As well as played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1
and
that
2. Writing is the revival of Hollywood Squares with fucking Kathy Griffin hosting.
Yo, Eric, what's that?
Writing game show questions?
Telling people that you're writing, but you're on your 12th packet for Hollywood Squares.
That's not funny. I work very hard.
It's hilarious, man. If you're an insider and you're in the business, mentioning Hollywood Squares like that is hilarious. Certified
pedophile.
Eric, everyone knows what happened during your flight because you went viral for getting caught jacking off in one of the bathrooms there for too long.
Oh, but they made you do that. They made you do that.
Well, the pilots asked for a favor, bro. If a pilot asks for a favor, says, "Can I watch?" And I was like, "Well, I just had that sauna experience. Might as well let the pilot watch as well."
You jerked it.
There was
the sauna?
No joy in it for me, but I didn't want the plane to go down out of horny distraction. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want the plane to go up. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Yeah. It's too high up there.
I guess what would be scarier, plane plummeting down to the earth or the sea, or plane the opposite
going
of plummeting.
Up to space.
Uppeting to the fucking atmosphere.
Frankly, that's scarier to me.
Bro, if you got in a plane and the window shut down, metal windows, the tube becomes all blacked out. The flight attendants put on these glasses that have fucking black Call of Duty style night vision turned on, and they say, "Get ready for something very scary. Something very scary is about to happen."
10 fucking naked guys come out with a bunch of mandolins, and they play a cover of Ground Control to Major Tom.
Oh shit. We just turned random sauce up on this episode a little.
Yeah, we did.
Would you like some random sauce on top of that intellect burrito? You know what I'm saying?
So you did writing, and you played Tony Hawk on your Nintendo Switch. You're pathetic to Nintendo Switch with almost no computational power.
You're jealous, dude, because you can't afford American products yet.
No movies?
I have never. You know what? I think I've watched one movie ever on an airplane. And I fly a lot.
What? Are you serious?
I don't watch
Watching
movies.
A movie on a flight is one of my
is the
favorite
best.
Things to do. It's incredible.
Which airline do you think has the best movies?
Oh, great. I feel like they all kind of are using the same like service, you know?
But I think Delta's got the best.
Really?
Is that because you have the
fly
credit card?
Delta much.
Yeah, they know that I have the Amex, the lowest tier Delta credit card, so they put on some extra movies on there. That shit for me.
I'll tell you what, I was on whatever the Spirit Airlines of Europe is, I was on that.
Ryanair? You were on Ryanair?
No, but it was called Norse. That's bad, right? Because I'll tell you what, they didn't, the whole 10-hour flight, I was like, of course they're going to give me a meal. Of course, right?
You didn't get shit.
I didn't get, everything was like, you had to pay for every tiny
Jesus.
Little thing. I had to pay for earbuds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no.
Bro.
They'll give you some earbuds.
Those are free to make.
That's a human right.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, so Jack, we'll finish up Jack's real quick. Jack, what did you eat on the plane? How many bathroom trips did you make?
I did my thing up in the bathroom a few times, probably three times on this 7-hour flight. And I ate. Didn't they have some food that I had? Oh, God. Yeah, they brought a little tin of fucking maybe like some Brussels sprout, like apples. Apples, basically julienned apples. These are the thinnest apples God has ever seen in his life. But I mostly just ate the kind of granola. I had like a bag of granola that I brought.
Rabbit food. That's food for rabbits.
We're kind of dressed like three different Sacha Baron Cohen characters right now. Eric's Ali G.
Ali G. Nate too.
Nate is maybe a new one that is like some sort of influencer.
I'm like the Delta 9 salesman.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a Kratom influencer. And Jack, I'm probably Bruno. Bruno and Borat mixed up. And I am talking to Sasha. I'm going to bring him before Congress for his political beliefs quite soon. So
it's about damn time.
Don't worry about it.
And it's about damn time. Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Lizzo. Justice for Lizzo, bro. She didn't do any of that fucking shit. I dare you to be one of the world's biggest pop stars and not yell at your backup dancers a few times. You see what I'm saying? The stress will get to anybody.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Backup dancers.
If you're a backup dancer and you're listening right now, feel ownership over this shit, man. You're in the spotlight. Like, this is yours. This is just as much yours as anybody's.
Also, and you're a backup dancer. This ain't about you, all right? It's people aren't coming to see you. You don't matter. You can be yelled at. You can be fucking smacked around. Your existence. If you wanted to take the sacrifices that it took to get to Lizzo's level, you would have done that. But you didn't.
But you don't have it in you.
Dancer.
Yeah, or at least you haven't proven that yet. Shit.
Right.
If you're a backup dancer, literally jump off a diving board into a pool, find a gun at the bottom of the pool, and kill yourself like a fish.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Yeah, we'll back it up. I would say if you got a celebrity yelling at you and you're a dancer, turn around and write a fucking New York Magazine story about that. You see what I'm saying? Make some profit off of it. Laugh at it. That shit's hilarious. Being alive is hilarious and pain is funny.
Oh, dude, when I'm getting a root canal, I say, actually, no numbing, please, because I could use this right now.
I could use a laugh.
Yeah, I could use a laugh.
Do you guys remember, like, there was always that kid in elementary school that, like, got bullied so bad but kind of went anime with it?
Yes.
You think it's funny that I'm fucking overweight?
They became violent in our generation. Yeah.
Well, yeah, sadly. Then that's what it turned to, the shootangs.
Let me tell you about this. The guy who we would bully at times, shout out to him, an amazing visual artist. I didn't bully him, actually. I've never bullied anybody. I'm only a victim in my entire life. But, twins, you guys both just drank. Sorry. But we would throw, other individuals would throw like highlighters and pencils and pens at him and stuff because he would pick them up and put them inside of a bottle. So we would just like collect pens and stuff and throw them at him, and he'd pick them up and put them in a bottle and just start stuffing this bottle full of them.
Doesn't sound like bullying, man. Sounds like you're helping out his niche interest.
That's right.
Wow.
So my flight was more crazy than you could imagine. So yeah, basically, Eric, imagine your guys' flights and multiply that by 12 in terms of enjoyment.
Yeah, what did you eat? What did you do?
Virgin Airlines.
Why am I not surprised?
Dude, I did apparently there's this travel hack. You know, if you book a round trip ticket, it's cheaper sometimes than a one way. Because the one ways on Virgin,
what the fuck?
And British Airways were like $1,200.
Eric,
like
give
that.
Away your ticket to a tactician.
Oh, I could. If anybody wants my ticket from LA to London at the end of February, maybe I'll just fucking go. Maybe I need to go back and do some unfinished business at the Globe Theater.
They don't want you, Eric. You auditioned. You've unsolicited. During one of the Hamlet, you stood up and you gave an original soliloquy, and it disrupted the show.
Well, they haven't seen someone bring modern sensibilities to those words in a minute. You have a lot of actors these days trying to honor what it was like in the 1400s, 1600s, or whatever. I play it like a gangster.
What type of gangster?
Oh, white gangster with my fucking backwards hat, and I turn the seat around, and I bring Shakespeare to the people in the way that it's meant to be consumed now. But
throwing
honestly,
in the word you're between every line.
Yerp. My uncle fucking killed my dad. And I suspect, but nobody believes my ass. And I'm going fucking crazy. And my mom is fucking sexy as fuck. And whoa, she's fucking married to him now.
What is this?
And
what
I'm fucking pissed. Hamlet, bro.
Oh, my fault.
And I fucking see my dad's ghost fucking everywhere I go along the fucking walkways of the castle. And I'm fucking very hormonal. But seriously, I would say that flight was one of the most uncomfortable of my life. I was just very uncomfortable. I was just, we even had the middle seat open, but I would just like, I think I was extremely sleepy, probably got about 3 hours, and we probably had about 7 Guinnesses the night before, and I kept falling asleep and being startled awake, and I tried to watch, I watched Napoleon. That shit was busted, and... Right. I played a game on my little gaming computer called Bro-Tato. Have you ever played that? Bro-Tato. That was... it's like Vampire Survivors, Jack.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
It's so fun. And you unlock new fucking guns and power-ups. And, yeah, you're destroying enemies. And played Bioshock. Shout out to those early Bioshock games, man. No one seems to be making games like that anymore. And I watched Star Trek. So yeah, that's my fucking flight. But they gave us 3 meals, bro.
For free? Wow.
For free.
3
a
fucking
pasta meal.
Damn.
A grilled cheese, and then like a breakfast, like a biscuits with clotted cream. And
I just had a protein bar that I luckily had in my jacket and a bag of chips, because the whole time I was like, they're going to give me a meal, you know, like regardless if you, everything, you buy it, everything is, you know, Spirit Airlines style where you have to, it's all a la carte. But I was like at some point they're going to give everyone a meal on this flight, and it never happened. So I was kind of hungry as fuck the whole flight.
Damn.
What did you watch, Nate? What did you watch on your flights?
It didn't matter because I was distracted by The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. Okay? You don't need food when you're...
You only watched one movie?
I watched one movie, and I watched the original Office, the British Office, because I was just so inspired by British actors and comedians that I just wanted... I wanted one final taste of that shit.
Dude, speaking of British actors and comedians, and I know we brought this guy, this fellow up a million times, but Tim Key gave me a copy of one of his books called Chapters. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can find it online, and Nate, I'll let you borrow it. I was laughing for real out loud the whole book. It's a little chapter, but it's like a book of poems. I won't spoil anything. It's so funny. It's really...
That is shocking.
How often do you laugh at a, you know what I'm saying?
Especially yeah. from him. Like, he wrote something that made you laugh. Because he's, you know, he's so serious. You know, he's a very serious man.
Oh, dude, Tim. Yeah, Tim's extremely serious.
Yeah.
Did we talk about his show at all? We went to see him at the Soho Theater. Oh,
yeah, if you're in London, go see that.
Spoiler alert, it's hilarious.
I think it's sold out, by the way. All sold out.
Crap.
Talk about a master, a star. A legend, I would say. That show was so funny. It was just like, he was just in the pocket.
That shit was inspiring, for real. Inspiring.
For the entire show. It was great.
Tim Key.
To see someone locked in at whatever their job is, a surgeon, a dentist, a fucking ice cream artist, scooper.
I know.
Gives you perspective.
Perspection.
Perspection. I say that in my act. Spoiler alert, if you've seen me do stand up, you know that word, that's for sure. You want to hear this noise I made about 4 minutes ago that I don't think y'all could hear?
Of course.
Oh,
play it some more.
That was
give us
that
some
was
more.
Beautiful.
I like that.
Wait.
And I think we should reveal now that Jack does have early onset dementia. And
this is the type of instrument that if like an alien was visiting for the first time and zoomed in on Jack with their freaking X-ray cameras.
Damn, I just
playing
had
that
riff.
They would think these fucking sad fucks. That's all I got.
No, they would see the humility. They would say, oh my God, dang. I could tell that Ryan Holiday has done his work on this planet. Ego is the enemy. Marcus Aurelius.
Speaking of
Marcus
aliens.
Aurelius.
Aurelius? The realist?
Marcus Aurelius. Wow. So I'm about.
Yeah, we need to talk about aliens, dude.
We need to talk about that, but really quickly, I need to say I'm about 5 days into the second half of dry January. We did wet January for the first half, second half dry. We'll see where we go. I'm feeling amazing. Alcohol is a poison. And if you guys are still drinking that shit, that's hilarious to me.
It's so funny how Eric is like, I feel so good. Like, it's like, I can't believe it, dude. My life is feels so good right now.
Yeah, well. But on that note, still, I do think, speaking of planes, to cap that off, we do need to find a trip that we all go on where we take the same flight. And we get faded on the airplane, please.
Vatican. Because
it's so rare that you can do that and not fuck up your trip.
Right. Have you ever seen somebody take the duty-free liquor on the plane? Like, do they really? That would be so easy to sneak that in.
No, I've seen people get busted for having their own alcohol on the plane.
Really?
The flight attendants.
But it'd be
hawks.
So easy to fucking for them to not see that shit.
Well,
they don't got can. You know, you think they're fucking watching us like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
You might think a flight attendant's your friend, but they're actually fucking sky police. What, Jack?
Sorry, this is random, but I got my window open. I live pretty interestingly close to a main road, kind of. And a big purple Jeep just drove by, and it was playing the happy birthday to ya.
Oh,
happy,
hell yeah.
That's all I heard as it
went
by.
Happy birthday.
It was really
wow.
A look into a... That was funny to me. Sorry.
That's true joy.
I watched there was an interview with Cola Scola, and they said their favorite song was the Happy Birthday. I feel like that is funny answer. What's your favorite song? Happy birthday song. That was making me laugh.
Cole is so funny.
We got to make a new Happy Birthday song.
I know.
It'll just be instrumental.
Oh, it could be the thing I just played on this thing.
Yeah.
That's good. Bum, ding, bum. If it was your birthday at a restaurant and somebody just came up to you and did that.
Dude, I think I do have a problem with the Happy Birthday song because it's trivial and it's kind of you roll your eyes when you hear it. Happy, like anytime that shit starts, you're like, good fucking God, I don't want to hear this. And if it's your birthday, I especially don't want to hear it. But if we played more spiritual music that was honoring the cycle of our lives, the cycle.
Couldn't agree more.
Eric, you know what I mean?
Will you please go on the Subway Take and say that?
I've been looking for my Subway Take.
That's
it. I've been fucking searching high and low for my Subway Take.
That birthdays are not. Yeah, they're tongue in cheek. Oh,
it should be
kid.
Fucking. Somber. It should be spiritual every birthday. Yeah. Wow, you made around the sun a fucking again.
There should be again. Like a conch. Like one of them like... And have a ritual. Some
there
sort
should
of
be
ritual.
A shaman.
Yeah.
You should get fucking obliterated off the fucking frog venom. I just watched a video of people doing... I think it was frog venom. In the woods.
Oh,
and
tripping
these people
on that
were
shit?
Fucking sick. They were like shaking. Swearing.
Is that where you lick the back of a toad's, you know, back?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'll have a friend in common who I'll tell you afterwards who told me about someone who could administer the venom here in LA. And he said that he's done it a couple times and it changed his life.
I want to go on a like an earth-shattering psychedelic trip that's gonna just break me, and I'm never the same after it. That's what I'm looking for. So just beware of that. You what?
I'll pull your teeth out one by one. You'll change for sure after that. Pull your fucking teeth and fingernails off. Tripping through pain.
God,
I do that awful. Every day. That's my existence.
Dude, when I see a girl who rips her own teeth out to trip on pain, trust me, I'm swiping right.
Right. Well, this is what I want to say is what. Well, we need to talk about aliens, of course.
But, right.
What did you found out something that they're sometimes we talk before the podcast and we're like, how are we not recording? This is like. Like, we're in an unironic way, we're talking about how the aliens are angels.
I need to pull up what she said.
So this is a very trusted author you referenced.
I mean, I think she's a little, as they say, woo-woo.
I've heard of this book. Is it a fiction book? American Pastoral?
No, it's not fiction. American Pastoral is sort of this woman, Diane Pasulka, I think is her name. Oh, here's what she said. She was like a theology.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one by Philip Roth.
Basically, the book is her making comparison. Her basically laying out like how in olden days, any phenomena that was supernatural or out of the ordinary was attributed to gods and religion.
Right.
And how now, as in popular culture, we see these phenomena through the lens of like sci-fi. And so now they're aliens.
Here, I have a new theory, okay, while you're looking this up. You know how the everybody who's like gets the info about aliens, they're like like Obama after it, he just like couldn't even like, you know, they're just shocked to the core.
Right.
When they get this information, this is what I think they tell them, okay? Because if somebody told you that like aliens are actually real, you'd be like, yeah, I know. You wouldn't be in this like perturbed state, okay? So this is what they're telling them. They're saying that that thing, Jack, that you brought up like a million podcasts ago of the polar shift, whatever, that is going to happen. And it happens, you know, every like 12,000 years or something.
What?
Like
that's
that.
When it goes like this, wink, and everything flies off?
Yeah.
No, that's what I think.
We're overdue for this. We're overdue for this.
I swear to God.
It's not gravity. It's not gravitational shift. It's a polar shift.
Right.
So you're going to see extreme weather events. You're going to see ice caps turning into hot fudge.
Okay? Yeah. But here's what's up. Why are they in the water? Why are they in the ocean? Because they've been through this a couple times.
This is a future civilization.
The aliens.
This is a human society that was like, we're not doing this polar shift thing anymore. We're going to figure out a way to build little houses underwater, and we're going to survive this, and we're going to keep our civilization going. So what is underwater right now is a civilization that figured out that, yeah, every 12,000 years this shit happens. Not again. We're not going to go back to the dark ages with our technological advancements. So I think that's what happens is they say, yo, there's a bunch of aliens underwater. They figure this out. You guys, on the other hand, are screwed, and you're about to go to back to zero with this shit.
I just want to fucking smoke and drink. I don't really give a fuck what happens. The world. I don't think about this type of shit. I'm sorry. It's cool. I like you guys usually, but this type of topic, it just makes me clock the fuck out. It makes me want to smoke, go back to fucking world of beer, go back to the South where they let you smoke indoors, like a fucking free country.
Wow. Okay. Here's what Pasulka is saying. Really, this is all BS, but imagine if it was real. She says, because I didn't believe, even as a person who is a religious person, I didn't really believe in angels. Even though my religion says they exist, I believed in them in an abstract way. she's talking about how Revelation talks about the angels in the past, but she says, but what my research showed me was that, no, this is happening now. These beings, there are beings like this. There are these dot, 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 what we call vehicles. I don't know what they are, okay, but they're here and they're real. And people have had experiences of them and often messages and communications. What happened to me about it, what happened to me after she, you know, discovered this shit was about a year of shock. I went into shock, so I was in shock for about a year, and I still am. I still get shocked. Yeah, you heard that, right?
Wow.
That's fucking your friend.
Then she says, they look to be a higher order of beings. Some good, dot, dot, dot. Some maybe not so good, but they're there. They're up there, and now it's up to us.
This is why... to do what?
To what? What do you mean?
To vote Democrat. To vote
Democrat. They are here to encourage everyone to vote blue now.
And right now. Yeah.
If we can choose right or wrong, and we've been choosing wrong. And,
so you're saying the good ones... So there are Democrat aliens and Republican aliens.
Exactly, bro.
So what's going on here? Interesting. Exactly.
Joe Manchin got outed and he had to retreat. Notice.
Joe Manchin...
But
she sounds like that fucking nerdy friend who you shouldn't have let hit the bubbler. Now they hit it. It made me crazy for a whole year, dude. Weed is dangerous. Shut up, dude. You are just you're afraid of your own molecules, man. If you don't smoke and you have panic attacks from weed, you are, I don't know what to call you.
You're
some
not
sort
meant
of
for this world.
Yeah,
you're not meant to have fun.
Go watch SpongeBob, you fucking baby. Because that's never happened to me.
Man.
Not at the beach.
Wouldn't it be so 30s. Sick if that shit was revealed to be sort of true? That we lived in a crazy ass fantasy world.
It'd be
maybe
sick.
Maybe we can just accept the fact that what we're living in right now is already miraculous. You
but
see what I'm saying?
No, but
there's
you kill a dream when you make
existence.
It. You kill a dream when you make it a reality, Eric. When are you gonna realize that? There is no circumstance that will make you feel good about yourself unless you put in the work. And I've been trying to get you to do this fucking mental health ropes course with me in Massachusetts for a long time. Every year, you refuse.
I said in the summer, bro, if I have time.
Every year it's the summer and you say you go to Turkey for not a plastic surgery and then you come back and your shoulders look amazing.
Wow.
Yo, I just heard an amazing idea. It was either from my girlfriend, Raleigh, or it was from somebody else. But they said that the year, very obviously, should start in the fucking spring.
January, bro, of course, a new beginning.
The end of the year is, like, people trying to start their resolutions and start the new year in the hardest time of the year, elementally. Obviously.
Right.
Obviously, the year starts in the spring. Obviously.
Well, here's the thing about the United States of America. A lot of things are happening right now that aren't great. But you can do whatever the hell you want.
As long as you're not...
Until the technological oligarchs take over.
That's right.
That is...
Technocratic.
Technocratic.
Demonic. Satanic.
Wow. So we could literally start it at, let's just say, May 1st. Let's fucking start the new year.
All right. The Joy Tactics calendar?
We are entering, you know, into a... This is a good segue because we're entering into a new administration, the Trump administration. Mm. And I'm just wondering...
If you could call it an administration, you see?
Right.
Yeah, they're administering insanity pills into the brains and hearts of people who are being taken advantage of without their realizing. Again.
Dude, I did talk to my nanny yesterday, and my great-uncle died last... about a year ago, and she was like, I wish he could have been around to see the new regime come in. That's
regime.
What he wanted. She called it a regime.
What is it, Star Wars?
Yeah. But for her to be like stoked about the new regime, funny.
If you are stoked about a regime of any sort, you're missing the point, dude.
Exactly, bro. That's what I told her.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're all friends.
I was like, clearly you guys did not read the Politico shit I was sending over.
So I look exactly like Nosferatu.
Yeah, yeah.
Why'd they gotta give him a mustache to make him so sexy with the nose and with his bones popping out of his skin?
Mm. You need to have a Nosferatu look-alike contest in Central Park.
Oh, damn!
Remember me? We used to date in college.
Mate, do yours.
Boy,
that's the Joe Byron street talk guy. Side talk guy.
Joe Byron.
Oh, they should have had him play Nosferatu. You kidding me?
Joe Byron, I want to suck your blood.
So,
man,
how do we resist?
What?
How can we resist a regime like this? Do you see?
It's a great question.
What do you do with a problem like fucking Maria? But what do you do with a problem like fascism? Because let's call it what it is. I mean, literally. Let's call it what it is, man.
Yo, 30-second amazing posture challenge.
I don't even have to change. You saw it. There was nothing I needed to do there.
Because you got a stick up your ass, dude. Relax.
Oh.
Relax. Literally, bro. I've been telling Nate to relax lately.
Relax. Dude.
Don't do it.
So how do you stop fascism? Finally. You were getting to that point. Well, let's start out by defining it.
What the hell is it?
I don't know.
We keep talking really about it.
It's people who have a government where they basically go bam Margera, they do whatever the fuck. What am I going to do next? Whatever the fuck policy I want.
Yeah. So, would you guys describe yourselves as anti-fascist?
Chill, man.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, bro.
So okay, if you don't like fascism, and I'm asking you,
are you anti-fascist?
I'm really uncomfortable right now. I'm very, extremely uncomfortable right now, yeah, and I would like to just move on and talk about something else.
Fashion.
Oh, no, I know the fucking. You're at the headquarters right now, Nate.
Yeah, it looks like this.
My internet went out.
In the back.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
My internet just went out for one full second.
Oh my God.
Right when we were talking about fascism, interesting. T-Mobile.
How curious.
What internet do you have? What internet provider? Something tells me it's connected to the technocracy.
That is my internet provider.
The technocracy.
Hitting that shit with the fucking digital. 00110001.
The digital technocracy.
Okay, ready to learn something?
Yeah.
Fascism is a far right, authoritarian, and ultra nationalist political ideology and movement characterized by a dictatorial leader.
Say that word again, real quick, but say it slow.
Dictatorial.
What are you hearing that first part of the word of dictator?
Dictator.
Yeah.
And tutorial.
Bro, that tells you all you need to know.
Potato dick.
That's a compliment for some. Oh. If you had one like a potato, like we saw that guy had in Rio's.
Oh, yeah. Some of those.
Damn.
Yeah. I would like to have a potato dick, honestly. That sounds kind of fun.
Same, bro. Coke can potato? Style. not fingerling. No, not russet.
One of them. I mean, one of them fucking them Idaho ones.
Yeah, the golden Idaho style.
Yeah, dude, keep making fun of me all you want. Guess what? Drop your pants. You ever seen that? Yeah.
Didn't suspect that, did you?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a parking ticket, you dumbass. Watch. You will never have this.
You'll never get this.
You will never have this.
So, far right, okay, let's put it together then. Far right, yep, that sounds like Donald Trump. Dick, nationalist.
Authoritarian.
Yep. Sounds like Donald Trump. Okay,
so let's start piecing together the opposite, right? Because that's going to give us the solution. So what we want is a far left.
Right.
And then what's the opposite of a dictator?
A fucking community committee.
Okay. And then what's the opposite of an authoritarian? Help me out.
Authoritarian?
Authoritarian. Somebody with no respect.
Relaxed, fucking, no problem style.
Let me just say these three proper nouns for you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Does that sound like anything to you?
That sounds like
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sheesh.
Whoops, just found out my first kid's first name.
Ocasio? That's the first name. Richard. All one word smashed together. Yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Jamiroquai, Ben Singer. I'm drinking Red Bull with a monk fruit sweetener. So it says monk fruit extract on it. It's called Red Bull Zero. But then I look at the ingredients. It's like the 600th fucking ingredient. There's hardly any monk fruit in this. It's basically just a regular Red Bull.
What you don't realize is the fucking potency of monk fruit. Okay? Because that could be the last ingredient and you're still going to taste that shit. Monk fruit is...
Also, Jack, I need to, do a wellness check on you because...
Yeah, let's...
They banned red dye number 6, and I just wanted to see how you're...
Number 3.
And I would just want to check in with you and see how you're doing right now, if the withdrawals are...
I'm kicking in yet,
or did you stock up?
That's right. I don't have the withdrawals because my fridge right now is full of Flamin' Hot popcorn, Flamin' Hot mac and cheese remix. I got the Mountain Dew Code Red from 2008 all up and down my entire underneath the bed. I broke up with my girl. She moved out. I sold all her stuff on Depop, and I bought a hella fucking hot sauces that are illegal, so... I'm good.
You're good.
The red dye apocalypse is here.
We were worried.
The streets of New York, it's fucking zombies out there. It's like people are literally digging in the dirt with their fingernails trying to find red dye.
So what foods are we going to miss out on? Different types of nerds? Man, Wonka, bro. Wonka always does it up. You see what I'm saying? No one's making candy like his ass. Are you kidding me? Nerd gummy clusters. This has got to be the ultimate candy.
There's a lot of hype around
Nerd's
it.
Nerd's rope.
Nerd's rope didn't get much respect in its lifetime.
Well, it's still around, bro.
I know.
Yeah, it's still around.
I know. It just didn't get that much respect. Isn't that interesting?
Bro. Of course.
Reframe
it's interesting.
Something, all of a sudden it's a smash hit. So if you're making long-ass fucking burritos right now and you don't understand why nobody's buying my skinny-ass long-ass burritos at my food truck, just try reframing it and contextualizing it into mochi.
Okay.
Back on
Zoom.
Why
do you think doner kebabs haven't hit over here like they're hitting over in London town?
Because they taste like shit and there's no good food in the UK.
Nah. I love my doner kebab. I love that fucking shit.
I love the people I was with when I was eating it in the freezing in the 28 degree Fahrenheit room.
That was ice cold, bro.
What's going on over there that everywhere is cold? You go, well, me and Nate went to the vintage shop. We walk in and these people are, it's igloos in there. You're sitting there all day at your retail job and you're wearing the puffa. You're wearing the goose. You're wearing the Tims. You got Tims on your hands. It's so cold. What's going on?
Well, maybe they actually care about the environment. Because you, by the way, this whole trip, you guys are like, I'm cold. Eric, turn the heat up. We turn the heat up, please. Get a grip. Get a blanket. You ever heard of body heat? You know what I'm saying?
That was annoying in the car.
That was fucking annoying.
It was like every time, like we were, I feel like me and Jack had a... normal body temperature where we go outside,
well, fucking,
it's freezing.
Listen,
and then we come in, we put on the heat
out.
Like anyone would. And
it's
Eric,
2 degrees outside.
After.
I have fucking COVID-19 for the 6th day in a fucking row. It's not going away because I can't fucking sleep because this whole country's frozen over like a bag of fucking peas. And then meanwhile, we got Eric having fucking high blood pressure, refusing to take his puffer off in the car. I'm like, dude, take your fucking jacket off, man. That's why it's hot in here. Because you're 180 over 120 right now.
Behind the curtain, because you think that we're just, oh, we're best friends. We're fucking having so much fun doing the podcast together. That trip was fucking hell on fucking earth. Being around you two all day long, good fucking God, dude.
Well, but here's the thing. Listen, the heat's not the problem. But my mom does this shit too, and it drives me up the wall. You get in the car. Instead of, I'm just going to turn the heat on to immediate, the heat's going to get there at the same time. What you guys do, high, full blast, and then all of a sudden, you're very uncomfortable roasting. You see what I'm saying? Instead of a nice, steady 70, say.
I think okay? I am the middle ground on almost all things, I would say. I feel like Eric and Nate, you guys are two, like Eric, you're the devil. Nate, you're the angel on the shoulder.
God.
No, you're not God.
Yeah. Well, that's the opposite of the devil.
That is interesting to point out. I'll give you that. I'm talking about the devil and the angels on my shoulder. Nate, you're okay. Let's meditate. Right. Let's eat one broccoli Lady and the Tramp style together. And then Eric, you're like, dude, I fucking found a fucking restaurant where they let you fucking kill them.
Dude, let's do nothing all day, but then go to a Michelin star restaurant at 10 p.m.
Perfect. What else are you going to do? I'll go see some old fucking houses. I'm more complex than you guys think, and I think a lot of people think of my motivations and desires can be summed up in food, alcohol, and pleasure. But actually, it's more than that. And if you took a chance to ask me questions about how I'm feeling instead of just making fun of me, maybe you'd get an inside into who I really am.
We know how you're feeling, dude, because you're asking us. I have such a funny video, Eric, where you laugh. There's a couple of videos I'm going to post this week.
No. Okay.
It's all good. It's Nate setting off the fire alarm in the Airbnb, and then Eric laughing. You laugh so hard that you go, is my breathing normal?
The wheeze factor in my laugh is unsettling, dude, because I know that wasn't there about 5 years ago.
It's cute.
Maybe you guys are just getting funnier.
Funnier looking.
No, there's a fucking total,
there was many medical scares
coming.
I feel like there's somebody looking out for you, Eric. In another realm, I feel like you should have passed away. There were many opportunities I feel like that occurred during that trip that you should have.
Oh, we did.
And
die.
You're
That's
in a different timeline. I feel like you're in the timeline where we get to experience Eric Rahill past, you know, the age of 30, whatever you are, 32 or something. But that should have been the end.
I think we drove into the lake.
Yeah. And you think that this is all just fucking bonus extra round?
How could it be?
But
this
I'll put it
fun?
This way. I know you guys were expecting me to be like, oh man, I'm worried about this. I felt anxiety only one time, and it was that day after we went fucking crazy with Tim. Right?
Wow.
The rest of the trip, I'm fucking chill. I can do whatever. Oh, and after I hit the fucking rocks. And we're just
I was
going to
say, I think you said you couldn't hit your fingers.
Two. Right. Well, that was... so that was phase one of our travels.
Yeah, and we proved that we're prepared to go to rural China. We can handle it easily.
Chongqing is not rural. I'll just put it that way.
Oh.
26 million people.
What is this place, Eric? I
maybe
don't know.
It's not 20.
I know nothing
Couldn't
about
be 26.
This.
What's Chongqing? This is a massive city that almost no one has heard of. Just put it that way.
Is that the town where you're like on the 26th floor, but it looks like you're on the ground?
Yes.
That is cool.
31. Yo, in Chongqing, China, guess how? I just told you. There's about 32 million people there.
And how many people are in New York City, just as a comparison?
At least one. Me.
1 million or
eight million.
Wow.
But how many square feet is Chong? How do you say it? Chongqing? Sean Kingston?
Chongqing.
Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston has his own fucking town in China. That sounds like, tell me that doesn't sound like a Jack Bensinger viral tweet.
Come on. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. That's
is this huge. The place that has the casinos, or am I thinking of somewhere else?
There certainly are casinos we could go to there. God, no, but we need to go to Singapore.
I'd love to go to Singapore. We could probably jog around that country. Isn't it not that big?
How big is Singapore? Singapore.
It's well, one this city. Is where we ask the tacticians, where should we go next? Where do you want
to
see us?
Tell us where to go next.
And can we stay in your house?
Yeah. If anybody has a hookup to someone that could show us around a very interesting part of the world, let us know and we'll just go there.
There has to be some god that's listening to this. That's in a Mongolian.
You say a guide?
A guide of some sort. Yeah, that's.
If you live in Uzbekistan or.
If you give fucking tours of any public university in New Mexico, even, just let us know and show us the campus. Please. I'd love to go.
Why don't we hit Taipei before the fucking war kicks off?
I'd love to. I would love to rent some motorcycles and go rocking around Taiwan.
We have to learn how to ride. Because remember, Jack, we almost did that. We almost got we wanted to get our motorcycle licenses.
Yeah, we failed the test.
Nah, we didn't even begin it, dude.
Nah, we didn't begin it.
Why don't we do that shit and then go on our fucking... Have you guys seen the Ewan McGregor documentaries called Long Way Round? Long Way Up and Long Way Down?
That's the whole title?
It's three different documentaries.
Oh.
One is where they start in London and they ride their motorcycles through Europe, through Russia, through Alaska, through the U.S. to New York, I think. And so they're going all the way around.
The UFC fighter?
Does this? Ewan McGregor.
Oh, Ewan McGregor. I thought you said Conor McGregor did that.
Nah. Ewan. But if we did that, bro,
Ewan.
It's game over in we terms would be of dead. Success. Oh, no.
Eric, you look like Limp Bizkit right now.
Oops. Oopsies.
Nosferatu. Yo, he speaks Italian. You want to hear some Italian?
Sure.
Sono uno ragazzo piccolo.
Ragazzo. That is boy, I believe. Right?
I think I said I'm a little boy.
Il ragazzo. Il pan. The bread. The boy.
Il pan. Bruh.
He's climbing in your windows.
I took Duolingo Italian, and I was like, this language would be so fun. You couldn't have a bad day if you're speaking Italian because it's so fun to just roll off the tongue. Like if you're depressed, just start speaking Italian. That'll bring you back to life.
You know what they say? They go like this: Allora, allora.
What's that?
Allora,
allora.
It means like you preface that, and then that's kind of saying like, well then,
allora,
well then, well then. Oh, now then.
That's
so.
Like,
yeah. First episode back. We're in. Perfect form.
We're healthy.
My chest doesn't hurt. President. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm at the YMCA going freaking crazy.
I'm not dizzy. I'm never dizzy. Yeah,
totally healthy. Yeah.
Constantly good blood work.
Looking our age. Yeah.
Looking our age. All of us looking the same age.
Exactly the same age. Totally normal digestion. Totally normal skin. No lesions.
Normal stool. Hard stool.
Normal, bro. That's what's hilarious. Owners. Normal.
Hard black stool. Completely pitch black.
Jesus.
Yeah. Mine's fucking pure white.
Like a bird.
I haven't had a stool yet.
Oh, bro. We'll get you one.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I like. Did you know that you can sell your shit to people to put in themselves?
It's called a transplant. Yeah.
Fecal transplant.
Transplant.
I'm trying to get a fecal transplant from Casey Affleck yesterday, bro. Please. Give me some of that acting ingenuity. Please.
I'm trying
to
get a brain matter transplant.
Oh, shit.
With anybody. Please. God. Please.
You just need to get a Glock and make a brain slushy, then slip that shit.
Oops. Oh, you hear they're giving away free Slurpees at 7-Eleven today? brain flavored, your brain flavored. Damn, that was the worst gun sound anyone's ever made.
That's Donald that? Duck. Jesus like, Christ.
Oh my God. I mean, not much to be joyful over because of this sort of Slytherin style inauguration happening next week. Happening indoors, by the way, because Trump couldn't handle the ice cold weather.
Yeah, RFK isn't going to be at the inauguration. He thought they said inoculation.
So, I mean, but we should try to figure this out. We should try to figure out what gave us joy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll start. Go ahead.
I got some protein cereal. It's like, you know how they're making like, I feel like this is a trend.
Called Catalina Crunch.
Maybe it is, it was at Target, and I feel like they're making like protein heavy versions of like Pop-Tarts, of, you know, cookies. Like they're trying to make like unhealthy things, but like just put a bunch of protein in them. And
yeah,
I'm definitely rocking with it. Got some fucking amazing milk, you know, some cereal, some protein cereal.
Incredible. Is it called Malk?
No, but I know what you're talking about. It's I don't look at the brands of things. I just get it. It looks good. Throw it in the cart.
But yeah. So you like protein infused
children's
food.
Basically children's food. Yeah. If they have a what are those called? Pizza Lunchables protein, give me that. You know,
I wish they would make some protein peanut butter puffins. Remember those?
Yeah. Oh, they got
Remember
those.
Remember puffins?
Oh, they got dude. Those. I saw something like that puffins. Was very similar to that.
okay, my joy. Dude, I've been playing what's called Call of Duty Black Ops 6. And I'm sinking hours into this thing. I'm getting massive pleasure. I'm using SMGs in a crazy ass way, leveling up the PP, 16 style one. The guns are looking fucking sick. Okay, and I'm not talking about the ones that that you get with the battle pass where you put a unicorn horn on it and different dangly neon shit. I'm talking about the little ass SMGs. Get right up close and personal. That's how I get the business done. Up close and personal. Rapid fire. Headshot. Oops. Got over 50 headshots with a PP. Whatever it is. 16. So,
Eric, I want to see you at a shooting range so fucking badly.
Let's go, man.
Why don't point blank to the paper and everyone's like, it's so dangerous. You're hopping over the little... whatever. The barrier to get all up close to that.
I brought some non-lethal bullets. Can I try these? Type of thing. Frozen blueberries.
Non-lethal bullet? You mean prose?
Woo!
No, my prose writing?
My prose is very lethal. You know what gave me joy, I just realized?
What's that?
A few things. For one, David Lynch. I've never seen any of his movies yet. I know he's like a filmmaker, but he seemed tight. I heard he likes burgers. And then, dude, actually, though, me and Raleigh did a work from home day, and we went to a hotel I can't remember the name of, kind of over by NYU. Oh, and that was so lovely to have a day like that.
Were you in like the lobby?
Yeah, chilling. There was like this place. They have like a cafe type thing in the lot. It's like a thing that people do at this one. And there was some people fucked up. I'm not going to say who, but let's just say two famous people were sitting right next to us. I didn't know who the fuck they were, but Raleigh overheard.
They were wasted?
They were not wasted, but they were talking mad shit about people. It was like fashion people. And Raleigh heard everything they were saying, that they were talking shit. And is ready to hold them fucking hostage, blackmail style, unless we get free fucking...
Free fashion?
Whatever they're called.
I demand free fashion.
Yeah.
Accessories. This is the year we get into fashion, by the way, all three of us.
Dude, this is the year that all three of us hit chaturanga.
Hit what?
Chaturanga.
What is chaturanga?
Dude, the pose we've all been working on trying to do.
Oh, right, yoga. Right.
Oh,
yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it.
Figure it out this year.
All right, guys. Well, that's another episode of Joy Tactics. stay strong. Fucking...
take care of each other.
Yeah.
Resist.
Get involved in local politics. Can.
Resist.
Paint your roof blue if you know you know.
Load up on the COVID shots now. Just put it that way.
Wow. Good point.
Just put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, guys. God bless. And God bless us.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.